You're on 91.2 and we're hitting the road with David Brown from drivenmedia.com.au. David, how are you today?
I'm well, thank you, Andrew.
That's the way. Today we're having a chat about the BMW 7 Series, which I'm having a look at some pictures. I've got to say, it's the most American-looking German car I've seen in my life.
This is their largest sedan, and sedans haven't been selling well, but they've always had a bit of a market in things like hire cars and for dignitaries. So they're the long wheelbase, large vehicle that you see important people sitting in the back more than necessarily people sitting up the front and driving. Now, their style doesn't necessarily give them, you know, space everywhere. I mean, it does in the back and those sorts of things. I knew someone that went to buy one, but they took their pram along and found they had a big, not surprisingly expensive pram that didn't fit. So BMW bought them another one that would fit into their car. I thought that was good, $1,500 or something for a pram, but I thought that was very, very clever. But the boot area perhaps is not the big square area at the back that we've come used to. I've digressed, Andrew. That may surprise you.
I did want to ask, because everybody's heading towards electric, is there going to be an electric version of this?
Yes, absolutely. There's only going to be the long wheelbase. There used to be a shorter wheelbase. There's a six-cylinder twin-turbo petrol engine, but the electric version is actually the top performer. It's got 43% more kilowatts and 39% more torque than the petrol one.
Ooh.
And with the, it's got a 106 kilowatt-hour battery. Now, it's big, and that's been rated to have a range of 625 kilometres. So it's not here yet, but that suggests that, you know, we're moving into an area which makes it an extremely workable car for most of the things these sorts of cars will be doing.
And of course, being at the top end of the brand, it comes with some nice extra features.
Well, isn't it interesting? We talked about Land Rover having to try and be, you know, something different. Well, you know, an electric car, you know, there's some very good technology and more, well, what would I say, run-of-the-mill vehicles, still not super cheap, but nonetheless in vehicles that are more everyday. So how do you make it different? Well, they're going to have automatic opening and closing doors accompanied, you'll be impressed with this, Andrew, by a grand entrance light sequence.
Oh, really? Welcome to the car of the future.
But it is for people in the back. In the back, there will be a 31-inch, I think it's an option, theatre screen. So that's pretty good. And they're going to have daylight running light featuring Swarovski crystals. Now, apparently, I had to look this up. Might not surprise you, Andrew.
Yeah.
But Swarovski crystals are apparently man-made gems. They've been manufactured in Austria since 1892. But doesn't that touch on that notion we talked about, where Land Rover Jaguar are getting a person with a background in Tiffany and Co. as a person that's now going to lead the Australian operation?
Yes. Well, I can see myself in the future asking the car salesman, does this vehicle come with Swarovski crystals? And if they say no, I'm just walking straight out of there.
As you stand there in your stubbies. And
what are you trying to push on me? Come on.
Nothing personal.
Nothing at all. Have we got any idea what a 7 Series BMW might be worth when they come out? Have they given us an inkling?
Oh, yeah. This is probably a bit more money than you can fit as cash in your stubby's pocket. But the base model, excluding on-road cost, $268,900. The electric version is $29,000 dirha. That's nearly $300,000, plus on roads, of course.
Mm.
But there's also some rather hefty priced option packages, which, you know, when you're up there doing that, maybe it's to make you very, very special with your 31-inch theatre screen in the back. I don't know.
And you're automatically opening doors. At that rate, I'm just going to have to get the one. I'm going to get stuck driving the Prado, and the missus will get the 7 Series BMW, the EV version.
Well, that's a win and a lose in some ways, I think. I think they might be impressive for the short term, but the bank balance may reflect a long-term issue.
I say that only because she really does love Swarovski crystal. And like,
oh, does she?
We touched on this earlier. David, as always, thank you very much for joining us to talk motoring. Looking forward to more again next Thursday.
Thanks, mate.